is the Tom Likas Show.
Everything you say is the fucking truth, man.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
There's no doubt about it.
Thank you for tuning in to a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this way you hear us live Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at GloVFTom.com, and our podcast is available on demand. Just go to PremiumTom.com. That's PremiumTom.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of our program. And you all know Adam Sachs. He is an advertiser on the show. He heard his commercials, but long before he advertised on the show, Adam was a P1, a believer in Likas 101. He's a almost like a historian for the show. He knows everything we ever did. And that means if you ever have the opportunity to do some work with him, look, I hope you don't ever need a divorce, mainly because I hope you'll never get married, but if you have an opportunity to work with Adam, it'll become apparent to you right away that if you are a fan of our show, he gets that part of it. He does. And we have Adam in here a couple of times a month to come in and talk about a divorce, to answer your questions about divorce, alimony, child support, prenups, postnups, and the whole laundry list of services that Adam offers. But most importantly, if you're a guy and you need somebody to really tear into your ex, this is your man right here. Good to see you.
Thanks, Tom.
Now, tell us a bit, Adam, what made you want to be a divorce attorney? Did you have an experience in your life?
Oh,
or
God.
Just see an opportunity? What happened?
Oh, come on, Tom, you're killing me.
I didn't even know. I've never asked you this question, on or off the show.
No, so. I have the background of my parents' divorce, and then I vowed it was something I was never going to do, and I know a lot of people come off of that, and I was raised by a single mother, so I have all the stuff that you always talk about. And I went through my own divorce, and it really obviously changed the course of my life in a lot of different ways. You know, something I wanted to talk about tonight, I always try to bring a little topic with me. We grew up on this. Tom, I'm embarrassed to admit it, but I used to watch it. I don't know if I'm gonna throw this out there. Maybe you were watching. You know the Brady Bunch, you know?
I'm a little older than you, and the Brady Bunch was kind of not only past my time. But
really? Is that right?
Yeah.
Because I thought I was watching reruns anyway.
Oh, well, maybe you were. I don't know. But that Brady Bunch was like 1970. Oh,
okay.
So I thought of it as being for my sister.
Okay. All right. Well, I have to say that, you know, it wasn't explicitly used. They didn't use this term. It's a term that they came up with later, which is blended family, you know?
Yeah.
And that was the story of the father with the three sons and the mother with the three daughters, and they blended the families, and apparently they were both widows and widowers or whatever. But I see a lot of this now, and it's a catastrophe. It always is a catastrophe.
It's not like television, is it?
Tom, it is not like television. And we obviously were raised on frickin' Disney movies, and people want to believe all kinds of things. And I'm going to throw this out there, Tom. Now, I'm an atheist like you, but my background is Jewish, and I think that you were raised, as I recall, Catholic, or at least your mother tried.
Yes, my grandfather was Jewish, and so my mother just lied to me about my grandfather being Jewish and tried to raise me Catholic.
Just skipped over that.
Yes. The fact that my grandfather used to curse another driver in Yiddish, it was kind of a red flag.
That should have been your first indication that something was up. I thought if you grow up in New York, you're Jewish, even if you're not Jewish.
By the way, there were three clues I had. You know, I didn't know until I was 13 that my grandfather was Jewish. I just went to my mother and said, is our grandfather Jewish? And she said, why? Did somebody tell you? I said, no. She said, well, what gives you that idea? I said, well, three things. One, he cursed at other drivers in Yiddish. He liked to eat borscht. And he had Good Health Seltzer delivered to the apartment.
Well, that tells you everything you need to know right now.
Come on. Three strikes, you're in.
So I think that one of the experiences I've had in this, I think this is from, I got to give fair credit to Dennis Miller, that who talks about this, that there's this Jewish guilt and Catholic shame, which is sort of like cousins of each other.
Yes.
And one of the things that I talked about, and I think a couple of weeks ago on our last show, a show before that, was how people stay too long when people are in ridiculous situations and they let them go beyond all rationality. And we've talked about how your position, particularly as a man, gets weaker and weaker because you're owing more and more spousal support the longer you stay. And then there are these thresholds if you pass 10 years and all these other things. And I always
not to mention, let's not forget to tell people that you get, you have to pay essentially 2 days, 1 day of alimony for every 2 days you are married. So every day you stay, you've just incurred more cost down the
absolutely.
Line.
And it's actually an inversion where, it's like the thing we talked about when you get a girl pregnant and they used to say doing the right thing. You know, quote unquote, doing the right thing is the wrong thing. And this is really terrible, but you know, we talked about, the political guy, Newt Gingrich, who was running for president and been the Speaker of the House, and how he served his wife with divorce papers when she got cancer. He actually did it at the hospital, supposedly, bedside, and how cruel that is. But the joke is that considering the divorce laws and the rules as they are, if you stay with someone, and you were talking about a woman that had a bad back, but
yes,
anything like that, anyone who has any kind of chronic illness, even if you haven't been married for 10 years...
It's time for a gut check.
Yeah, but you're going to get stuck with her bills.
Right.
That's the joke. In other words, doing the right thing is actually the wrong thing. And so this is where I'm going with this, Tom. I've talked to so many guys just in the past few days. I'm getting a lot of calls from listeners, of course, which is always great. And a lot of guys are telling me, I don't know what I'm doing here. I don't know why I stayed so long, et cetera, et cetera. And there definitely is a cultural/religious component of guilt, of some kind of guilt and shame. I owe it to her. She's the mother of my child. She's a bitch. We don't have sex. It's crazy. We're not really married, but I owe it to stay. And it's a crazy world, Tom, because, you know, they say, you know, you don't want to be too selfish, but at the same time, looking out for number one is really important.
Yeah.
And people don't realize how catastrophic it ends up being on the other end. And now I talk to a guy who finally leaves, and he says, I've been paying all these things all these years, I've been doing all these things all these years, and I'm like, man, you're screwed. It's very hard. I mean, I can do something for him. It's not like a disaster, but it's very, very tough. And so I was trying to understand where this comes from and where this motivation comes from, and that's what it has to be.
Mm-hmm. Now, I do have this one person I told you, the back situation, what have you, and he's been married more than 10 years.
Right, right.
And
wasn't it your wife also or something? One of your ex-wives? Had a back problem also?
Yes, yes.
You had a personal experience, I thought.
Yes, I did. But in this particular case, because, by the way, I got out not long after that because once she was back on her feet, she got back on her back again and started banging around. That problem took care of itself. But, no, this person I know who's been married more than 10 years, when you say, why are you still there? And here's what he says. Well, I've already fucked myself over because I've been here, you know, more than 10 years. So what's the difference now if I leave now or I leave in a year, I leave in 2 years?
See, that's terrible defeatist attitude. That's not correct. It gets worse and worse. You have to answer that guy and say, you know something, 2 years from now, you're that much weaker. It's actually getting like an accelerated thing where it's worse every year.
Well, my understanding is, you know, if you have a situation like he does, where the wife hasn't worked in several years, the more years she doesn't work, the more years she's plopped out on the couch, the more years you're earning all the money and she's sitting home spending it, the more you've established a pattern that's going to screw you down the line.
It's absolutely correct. And, you know, this is something you also talked about a lot, and I think it's really relevant, and it relates to this. You say, why did I want to be a lawyer or family law attorney or whatever? Obviously, you know, a lot of my own background and personality and so forth. But, you know, when you look at how people mess their lives up and how people don't have belief in themselves, you know, I know it's crazy, Tom, but, you know, I was also inconvenienced by that suicide in Las Virgenes overpass. That's actually pretty close to where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that made you even late for the show or something.
I missed the first hour. We had to run a rerun.
And you were trashing the guy for, you know, apparently he tried to commit suicide or whatever. And I've had some personal experiences with suicide. I think suicide is horrible. But, you know, on some level, and I think you've even talked about this in the past, where somebody in a way is going to be brave and blow his brains out as opposed to someone who does the slow suicide, like the drug addict, you know?
Right.
And you talked about this guy, I don't know his name, of course, but this friend of yours who's basically saying, like, what's the difference? I'm so screwed. My life is so screwed up. It's like he's given up on himself.
Well, by the way, part of that comes from his being influenced by the woman he should be divorcing,
right,
who has been telling him for years how he doesn't do anything around the house, how lazy he is, how unmotivated he is. This is what you do for a living. This is the best you can do. Doesn't make enough money. He's constantly hearing about all the things he does wrong, wrong, wrong. And you've probably heard me on the air talk about how when you first meet women, everything you do is right. Everything you say is funny. Your house is cute. The fact that you drop your socks on the floor, oh, that's cute. Let me pick those up for you. Everything is great. Until they sign the contract with you, locking the two of you in. And suddenly everything you say is wrong. Everything you do is wrong. They don't like the way you drive. They don't like the fact that you drink beer. They don't like your friends. They don't like the way your house is decorated. And they want to change everything on you. And then it moves on to eroding your self-esteem and telling you how worthless you are, how stupid you are. There's a lot of men out there right now who listen to this stuff every single day.
It's amazing. It's actually like a classic illegal bait and switch. It's like what you talk about, you know, where they advertise something and you come in and they try to get you to buy something else. On some level, a woman is doing a sell job where she's saying, look how much I love sex and look how much I love, you know, hockey or whatever you're into. And that's actually, psychology, it's called mirroring. Mm-hmm. Where the woman is actually mirroring your behavior, and she's following along, and you're like, wow, this is the perfect woman for me, but this is the one that then tells you after you get married, hey, you know, I never really liked having sex in the morning.
Right.
You know, I just didn't want to tell you that, you know? But now that we're married, darling, I'm so comfortable, I can tell you the truth, now that you're on the dotted line, like you say.
Here's another one. Now, this is another person I know, not somebody I've seen recently, but I knew the story. Because I was at their wedding, okay? These two people got married, and
I thought, Tom, you don't go to weddings. That's a shock.
I went to this one wedding, and the reason was a friend of mine who let me pick the wine.
Oh, okay.
And I was not
going... You got you through the back door.
Well, there was no way I was going to miss. The two wines I chose for this wedding were just absolutely outrageous. So, you know, I wasn't...
I'm dead hearing you going to a wedding, Tom. That kills me.
By the way, I've done it maybe three times in my life. Okay, that's it. I do hate it. But if you drink enough wine, you don't know you're at a wedding.
All right, okay.
All right, so you got these two people who, if you're paying any attention... it's like that old movie, I think they remade it too, called Days of Wine and Roses, where you have these two people who like to drink, and in the case of these two people, they like to smoke pot and drink. So when they met, they had this wild affair, drinking, smoking weed, having sex everywhere. It was fabulous. They were just having a great time, and they just had to get married. Now, they get married. And they would like to have kids, or at least she would like to have kids, and he's like, whatever. So they, poof, she gets pregnant. Now, what happens when she gets pregnant? Gives up booze, cold turkey.
He straightens out.
Gives up a pot, cold turkey. And then starts lambasting him, the husband, for not getting on the wagon with her. Because he's still sitting in the other room. He's still, you know, he's still got a little medical-grade marijuana in the pill bottle out there. He's still, what he does, he goes in the back room like he's going into his study. Oh, there's one right there. He goes into his study.
Oh, that's the one I just gave Art.
There we go. He goes into his study, and then he goes back there, smokes some weed, then comes out. He's stoned. He's like, you in there smoking pot? And suddenly, it went from being this wonderful, wild affair. How many of you guys out there have been in this situation? Oh, my God. She can't have enough sex. She can't smoke enough weed. You're spent. And then she's all over you again, and then we're smoking more weed, and then we're drinking more beer or booze or whatever you're doing. And, well, now she is constantly on his case, telling him how lazy he is, telling him what a piece of shit he is. By the way, before she went cold turkey, she was like him. Stoned all the time, losing jobs, couldn't focus, job to job to job to job. Finally, when she gave up the booze and the weed, she not only got pregnant, she goes back to school, she's studying, she's going to make something of herself. And he is still sitting in the same position on the couch that he was sitting when they met.
Right.
And so now...
So why is she surprised? That's the joke of it.
Well, that's the thing. And he's wrong and she's right, you know?
Yeah, but that's again, that's the thing of a woman changing under pregnancy, of course. And it's good that she's not taking drugs when she's pregnant.
Yes.
But it's fascinating how a woman will be attracted to a man, for example, who plays guitar in the club on the weekend or something, and that's how she even met him. But once she marries him or gets serious with him, she doesn't want him doing it anymore. Okay? That was before. So that was actually part of the attraction.
What are you doing? Coming home late again tonight?
Oh, there you go. But that's the dream killer thing, right?
Right. But, you know, when I have done a stage show, every woman I ever met at a stage show insisted on being there from the time the show started until everybody left my dressing room at whatever time that was.
But didn't they go crazy for you signing tits and all that?
Oh, yeah. But it's amazing how many women thought that was great until they were, like, inside the inner sanctum. And suddenly it's like, do you still have to do that? Do you have to do that? I had the one woman who told me that not only did she not want me smoking pot, but because she was being interviewed for a federal position, she didn't want any of my friends smoking pot at my house because she might be questioned about whether she was aware of illegal activity. She did not want to have to lie under oath and lose the chance of getting this job. And my response to that was, well, we weren't living together. We were in different states. So I said, well, I just won't tell you what's going on over here. Then you won't know.
Now, we see how it's never enough for a woman. She always has to get into your business. It has to be further.
Right.
I dated this woman who was really into, like, healthy foods and aquatic, you know, these special foods without any additives and stuff. And she, that was fine. I don't care. Be religious. Do your food thing. Who cares? She was upset with me, what I was eating. I said, why do you give a shit what I'm eating?
Right.
She goes, no, I care about you. I care what you're putting in your body. Okay?
Mm.
It's like the busybody thing.
I care what I'm putting in your body.
Well, there you go.
Step up to the plate. Let's go.
That was the good thing about her.
Well, yeah, that's always the good thing about them. The bad thing, though, is that you have to listen to all the reasons you're a piece of shit in order to get there. It's so common. It happens so often. And that's right. That T-shirt I sell and that phrase I use, there's the door, I've used it countless times.
Well, classically in your documentary.
Classically in the documentary. And by the way, that was not done for the benefit of the cameras because we were being filmed every day of the week, okay? It was like a reality show. We were being filmed all the time. So after a while, there's no pretense anymore. You're just sitting there going, hey, you don't like it. There's the door. Get out.
And didn't you have a relationship that you talked about in the past where you met in different cities every weekend or something?
Yes.
But then didn't that one get killed by trying to make it more serious?
Well, that one finally, that was MTL2. She finally moved from Miami to Phoenix, where I was, and moved into my home.
Right.
So we went from occasionally meeting in New Orleans for the weekend, somewhere between Phoenix and Miami, to she finally moves into my home.
She's that's the kiss of death, right?
Oh, kiss of death in so many ways. Because now we're going to get to know each other.
Right, now we do. See?
Now we get to know each other.
All that other stuff was exciting, but now it's not anymore.
Right.
Right.
And that's what I warned the guys about. That's why you want to... Look, I'm opposed to marriage, but if you insist on considering marriage, drag it out as long as you can.
The problem is, Tom, and this is, you know, again, you know, I get accused, and I know you get accused of being, you know, misogynistic or whatever. I don't think it's very fair. Yeah. But, you know, they talk about things that are hardwired. There's things that you learn, obviously, things your parents teach you, society teaches you. What fascinates me, and I've been to different parts of the world and so forth, and certainly women are better in other places, no doubt about it.
But been with women from around the world.
Very nice. But you know that a lot of these patterns of behavior that we're talking about are very innate.
Yeah.
And I talk to women, I represent some women, as you know, and I say, why did you expect your husband to stop getting high or whatever, drinking or whatever the hell it was, once you had a baby or once you got married? And they see it themselves. If you talk about it rationally, a woman will say, you know, you're right. I shouldn't have expected that. And I don't know why I was nagging him, but I couldn't help it. I couldn't stop myself.
Right.
And it's like you killed your relationship. You chipped away at it. You destroyed it, you know, systematically. And you don't even know why you were acting that way?
Do you know, in one relationship, I actually was asked, if you can imagine this, how do you define nagging?
Really?
And so I gave the definition. If you say anything to me more than once, it's nagging.
Right.
And you say it the first time, and then I will either do what you want or I won't. But if you say it again, Now you are pushing it. And I have zero tolerance for nagging. You can't do it. Not allowed.
Yeah, but see, that even that, Tom, it's unusual for a man to have a zero tolerance policy like that. Generally, the woman knows that this is how she gets her way, and she tortures you and chips at you and chips at you, and you finally say, okay, if you shut up.
They only do it because you're married. They do it because you have a signed contract. They do it because they know how much stress and how much cost that, or at least the perceived cost of getting divorced. They know. And so they take full advantage of the fact. It's like slavery, you know. If you put somebody in chains, you're going to talk to them differently. Then if they've got their two hands free.
I think women end up much worse off. They screw up their relationship. They screw up their sex life. It's a buzzkill for sex. And then the relationship falls apart, and they end up single with children or whatever. I don't think that's a really great outcome for them either.
But they don't look ahead, okay? The way women look into the future is that they are going to nag you, and you are going to do what they say.
Right.
They don't look ahead to the divorce. They don't think it's even possible. Because women actually believe that they've got something special downstairs that is going to keep you in line.
That's the
that and the contract.
The magic vagina.
The magic vagina.
The problem is that, like I said, this stuff is hardwired. And it's like I started saying about blended families.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I talk to people and they had some bad things happen in their relationships, some things that were unfair, and they end up getting divorced. But it was like they went in, at least they had a shot. But when I talked to this guy this past week, who literally did the Brady Bunch, he had three sons, he met a woman with three daughters. This is not a joke, for real. This was a Tom Likas listener, called me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That was not going to work. There's no way. It's not going to work. And Mr. Marijuana friend of yours, whatever his story was with this woman, and sure, you can have a baby, he didn't stand a chance. Didn't stand a chance. And there's this second part of that, which is the suicide thing, Tom, which is, I don't care about myself. I don't love myself enough. What can you do? I've got this bitch nagging me, the old battle axe. And on some level, I talk to some of these guys and I say, do you think you deserve this? And they're practically saying yes.
Yeah.
I said, what am I going to do? It's like somehow by having sex with a woman, she's doing you such a favor.
Right.
And you're degrading her so much. It's so disgusting for her, which is not how it is at all, not how it should be. It's supposed to be this mutual thing, I thought.
Right.
But the bottom line is that somehow you feel that you deserve to get screwed and you should be paying her money and alimony and giving her all kinds of crap and everything else because she was so generous by having sex with you.
Right.
And it's so awful a thing that you owe her cash.
But it makes it, look. It makes it like prostitution's illegal, but it makes it like, well, hey, that would have cost a lot less, and she wouldn't be there to nag you. You know, when you're done having sex, she leaves. There's no headaches, no problems. I always say, you know, when you meet a woman, you always see her putting her best foot forward. Because she will only see you when she's not having her period. She will only see you when she doesn't have a headache. She will only see you when she her hair is washed, her clothes look good, she got something new to wear. You're only seeing that. You know, those 5 days she's on the rag, if she's not calling you and she's saying, I'm going to turn it early tonight. She doesn't even tell you she's on her period. And you don't give it a second thought. And then later, when she moves in with you, now you're seeing her at all those times you've never seen her before. And that she has fastidiously maintained a distance between you and those days and times when she doesn't look great or smell great or feel great or any combination thereof. And, to be frank, when I dated women who told me they were on the rag, if they ever told me, I would say, well, that's fine. Rest up and we'll talk to you in a couple of days.
I'll call you in a few days.
Then I go have sex with somebody else.
Yeah, damn right.
And the idea is that once you get married to somebody, now you have to put up with their way of doing things. And some people just are passive aggressive and go out and date somebody else anyway.
Well, yeah.
And some people get very dissatisfied because it's like, well, you were fun. What happened to you?
Well, that was what Chris Rock talked about. He said that when you meet someone, you're not meeting them, you're meeting their representative.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense that people are putting their best foot forward and all that kind of stuff. But there's a real problem where it's a sell job beyond the point of reality, where as the relationship progresses, the woman would be exhausted to keep up this pretense and to keep pretending or whatever. So you start to see the truth about the person. In a way, that could be nice. That could be some kind of intimacy. But unfortunately, a lot of it's not. A lot of it's disgusting, right?
Oh, you're in the same boat with me, I'll tell you right now. Are you kidding me? I'm shaking my head. No, I've been divorced 4 times, as you know.
Of course.
And in my head, I'm seeing all of these situations.
I don't know how you made it to. I swear one was enough for me.
Yeah. Understood.
I don't know how you did four. That's amazing.
Well, remember, you were raised by a single mom.
Okay.
And I was with two parents who were married until my dad died. They were married almost exactly 40 years.
So that's the Catholic guilt, right? The Catholic shame, no?
No. In my case, here's what it was. Because I really wasn't Catholic. I was an atheist since I knew what
I realized that, of course. But
no.
I'm just saying, like, culturally.
Oh,
you know,
no.
Somehow.
Well, I never stayed too long. I mean, I always got out. I felt that I'd had enough. In one case, 53 weeks.
But haven't you expressed in the past where you said that you thought that was the norm, well, and that's what your parents did, so you thought you were supposed to?
But it wasn't just Catholics who were married. Jews were married. Everybody was married where I grew up. The thing is, if my parents married 40 years, and in 2 years I had to give up the ghost, I was doing it wrong. It wasn't that.
So you blamed yourself, not the institution.
Here's the thing. But I'm not just blaming myself. I blame myself for everything that I have done wrong in my life, whether it's pick the wrong people or buy the wrong car or make the wrong investment. I own that. I take responsibility. I don't sit here feeling guilty. I don't sit here feeling sad. I just say, look, I have to next time do it better. And that's how I felt about marriage. When it didn't work out, I was like, okay, well, my parents have been married 40 years. They must know something about it. I don't.
Something's wrong with me.
I didn't feel like something was wrong with me. I felt like I did something wrong in this particular situation that was correctable by marrying a better person or doing a better thing the next time. You know, I'm one of those men who thinks like a man in that I'm always looking for solutions. I want to fix things. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I just married the wrong person. I didn't do due diligence. I need to do it better next time. So that's not guilt as much as it's saying to myself, all right, what can I do better next time? And that's what I, you know, when I got married to somebody, you said, well, I don't want to have kids. I'm fine with it. You don't want to have kids? I don't want to have kids. And then we get married. 2 years later, it's like, well, I've changed my mind. I want to have kids. I'm going to go off the pill. It's like, I didn't do anything wrong except that I felt like maybe I should have dated her longer and done more due diligence to try to make pop her like a zit is what I should have done.
It's just fundamentally not understanding women. It's fundamentally correct that a woman is going to tell you whatever bullshit you want to hear.
Right.
So you're saying right at the outset, look, I never want to have kids. And she's saying, oh, that's fine. That's cool. That's great. No problem. And she's putting that on a list somewhere.
Let me tell you the speech I've heard countless times. Here's the one I've heard. You probably know this one, okay? Here's how it goes. Look, we can have a kid. You won't have to do anything, okay?
Oh, yeah, like the dog, right? We get a dog. You won't have to walk her.
Right? I'll get up.
Your life won't change at all.
I'll change diapers. I'll take her to the doctor. I'll do everything, and you won't have to do anything.
You got to be kidding.
I'd be
embarrassed to even say that. It's unbelievable.
That comes from the woman who asked me to walk her dog with the pink leash one day. She said, oh, no, you won't have to do anything.
Oh, well.
You won't have to do anything. All right, we'll take a break. Our guest is divorce attorney Adam Sachs. And as you know, when Adam comes in, we take your calls here at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number on this bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. Call in and talk to divorce attorney Adam Sachs at 901-3000-866.
It's just like radio, except the asshole who runs it is on the air. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Looking to purchase or refi? Request Mortgage can help. Licensed, reputable, in business for over 20 years. Call this number, 310-784-8800, and see what you qualify for. It's quick. It's easy. Most qualifications can be done right over the phone. Or make an appointment to see them at their convenient Torrance, California location. Good credit, bad credit, large down payment or no down payment at all. Get your no-obligation free loan consultation today with Request Mortgage at 310-784-8800. They have loans for every situation. Purchasing as your primary residence, investment property, non-owner-occupied loans, rehab loans. They even have conventional loans with as little as 5% down. Teachers, government workers, policemen, firemen, veterans. Request Mortgage makes it easy with special loans available with as little as 3% down. It's Request Mortgage. It's 310-784-8800. Call to qualify. One call, as they say, does it all. Request Mortgage, 310-784-8800. That's 310-784-8800 for Request Mortgage.
Do you have tiny balls? You know, you once had big balls, but things started changing around you. first television, then your favorite radio station. It all became so vaginized that slowly but surely, your balls just started to wither away. Well, don't worry, you're not alone. Up to 98% of men suffer from tiny ball syndrome. That's right, TBS. But now, there's hope. 4 out of 5 doctors recommend New Normal Rock. New Normal Rock, just by removing ballads, broads, and bullshit from your hard rock diet, will help you grow your balls back and get you back to that big, bald lifestyle you deserve. New Normal Rock. Newer, faster, harder rock for big, healthy balls. Ask your doctor. New Normal
Rock. How do you like the sound of this? 18 years. Are you hearing me, boys? 18 years of child support. In fact, sometimes as much as 25 years of child support is what you'll be paying for a few moments of pleasure that will change your life forever. Not just change your life, but in many cases, ruin your life. It's condoms 100% of the time. If you don't follow this mandatory rule, you fail. No piece of ass is worth the risk. Now listen, I want you to go to condomjungle.com. That's condomjungle.com and see just how fast and easy it is to get your condoms online and always be prepared. Now they ship anywhere and don't worry, it's totally discreet. Try it once and you'll never buy condoms in a store again. Order online at condomjungle.com today. Use coupon code TOM, T-O-M, TOM, and get 15% off your first order. It's condomjungle.com, coupon code TOM. Hump responsibly. Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, it's a bonus hour with our guest, divorce attorney Adam Sachs. Adam comes in a couple of times a month and talks to you about divorce. And we're rocking and rolling here. Let's go to Stan in Brooklyn. Stan, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Tom?
Not much, Stan. You tell me.
Stan in Brooklyn. All right.
Good, 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 man. Listen, I want to congratulate you for all the work that you do and the advice that you give, you know, all the men out there. I have a question for Adam. I was wondering, are there legal documents such as, similar to prenup and postnup for non-married couples, for example, for, you know, in case of child support and, you know, sharing expenses?
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, Stan, I actually was born in Sheepshead Bay, just so you know. That's something I shouldn't tell anybody. I should keep that silent, don't you think, Tom?
Really?
What
was that great shellfish restaurant in Sheepshead Bay? What was that called?
God.
You know the one I'm talking about?
I don't know, man.
It was Rodney King's hangout. Rodney Dangerfield's favorite hangout. It was shellfish. It was like clams and mussels.
I'll have to work on that.
I'll have it before the end of this conversation.
All right. I'll ask my mom.
Randazzo's Clam Bar?
No, although that was also a good one.
I know there was a big deli there that everyone
great.
Loved.
Now you got me looking up this
There was
shit.
A comedy club there, too, by the way, Sheepshead Bay.
I was a child, Tom, so, oh, no.
Oh, okay.
But anyway.
We'll get back to Stan in Brooklyn.
Stan,
what part of Brooklyn are you in, Stan, since we've taken it this far?
Canarsie, no?
I'm in Canarsie.
All right, very good.
All right, well, anyway, Stan, you know, what's happened, and there was a case of what they call palimony with the actor Lee Marvin in California that set a lot of precedents. And it still exists today to a large degree. There are even some specific attorneys who even specialize in it, which is that if a man and a woman live together, and generally speaking, the man, you know, has more money, the woman, after the relationship is over, without a marriage, can sue him and say that he made a contract and he made promises to her. In the case of Lee Marvin, the actor, the woman had supposedly been promised that he was going to take care of her and that he loved her and he was going to, you know, make sure she was always protected and taken care of. And, you know, at the end of it all, women want money, okay? They want to have some nice going away prizes, like on the TV show, game shows. So just in the case, like you say, where you can make a prenuptial agreement, that certainly exists, there are agreements that can be made between people that are non-spouses, like your, I guess, your girlfriend or whatever. I certainly would stick with the Likas 101 rules that you don't have a woman move in. But if you do, it is possible to have a lawyer, and you certainly need an experienced attorney to do this correctly, write up what's literally called a cohabitation agreement, which talks about, you know,
cohabitation agreement.
Yeah. It talks about what's the circumstances going to be and who's going to live where and, you know, when is it terminated and when does she have to move out and did you promise to give her money and everything, very specifically, you know, who owns the cars and everything else.
The great thing about signing one of these, it will end your relationship almost immediately.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
That's what happens.
You know, it's funny. It's also with prenups,
well,
you know.
It's pretty much a prenup for a non-married couple.
Yeah, but you got to realize, you know, when you have these situations, even with a prenup, a lot of the times you have love and everything's great and you're planning a wedding and you say to the woman, hey, you know, we really should sign a prenup, and it just changes the whole tone of everything, you know. What do you mean? You don't trust me? What do you mean? You don't want to, I don't understand, you know. And you say, well, listen, honey, I'm worth $10 million and you're worth nothing. And that's not fair. Well, but I thought you care for me, you know. It's so unromantic,
yeah,
you know.
Right. That's right. But that's what it, you know what? Then you smoke them out that way.
Well, that's true.
By the way, speaking of Sheepshead Bay, Lundy's.
Lundy's was the place.
Right?
That's the one, yeah. I don't think it's even there anymore, though.
It closed.
Oh.
Then it reopened in 2007.
Oh, there you go.
Then it closed again.
Oh, sorry about that. Lundy's was the
Lundy's.
Place. But that's not the fish place.
No, it is.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah.
Lundy's. I remember that. I remember people talking about that place.
Yeah, Lundy's was shellfish. It was clams and oysters. But it was a restaurant. It was a sit-down.
Where'd you get that off the internet? You're unbelievable.
Yeah. I knew I remembered that there was this restaurant in Sheepshead Bay. I knew it. There it is.
Unbelievable.
Dean thought it was Randazzo's, but Randazzo's is still open. Lundy's went out of business.
All I can say is that I go into court, and you see these women, and they have fire in their eyes. That's the only thing I could explain it. Whether they have kids is even worse, okay? But they have fire in their eyes, and they are so angry. And it's right off of those TV shows, those lame TV shows where the woman says, you know, I wasted 3 years on you. It's like I invested 3 years in you. And at the end of relationships, women honestly, I mean, it's amazing. They sincerely believe that they are owed money. Period. It's unbelievable.
Right.
And I've even said, well, you guys were never married. You never had kids. Why does he owe you money? And it's literally what we talked about, which is tragic, but it's prostitution. It's legal prostitution.
Right.
You're essentially, the woman is essentially saying, you were my John, and you screwed me, you know, X number of times over 3 years, and I want money right now.
Well, I had women tell me, point blank,
buy me an apartment.
Well, that, but I'm talking about something else here, and that is when they say, here's why I want you to pay me money, because I gave you the best years of my life, so I'm older now, it's going to be harder to find a guy now, so essentially, you got the best years, so therefore, you owe me.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. What a mentality.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you?
It's like buying a car.
No, but so you're a whore, aren't you? I mean, come on. Isn't it more honest? I mean, I hate to say it, right? You go to a brothel and you pay X number of dollars, and the woman lets you use her body for an hour or two, right?
You know what I did with a prenup one time?
Yeah.
I said to a woman, I want you to tell me the exact amount of money I'm to pay you when you leave.
Doesn't that put the lie to love, Tom? Isn't that all bullshit then? Doesn't that just settle it forever?
Well, in that one case, the woman said, no, I'm doing this because I love you. And then later on threatened to overturn the prenup.
Oh.
But she told me that, yes.
Well, that was then and this is now, eh?
Right.
It's nice when they talk about these divorces and some of these movie star cases where the woman's going to get $100,000 or $1 million or something for every 5 years or every 10 years. And it's actually broken down with a chart. That if we stay married for 2 years, you get $200,000. If you stay for 5 years, you get $1 million. And if you stay for 10 years, you get $10 million. It's unbelievable. What are you all for?
That's what Donald Trump did with Marla Maples.
Well, what does he really think of Marla Maples then?
Well, what do we all think of Marla Maples? Marla Maples got $1 million.
Well,
it's in the prenup. He paid her $1 million to go away.
She's living it up in Calabasas. That's all I can say.
Oh, is that so?
I see her at the Commons all the time.
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard a word about her in years.
Well, they had a baby, so, I mean, you know, she's still got something going with him.
Oh, my. The
kid's got to be a teenager by now, I would think.
Holy crap. Did we answer Stan's question?
I think
yes,
so.
I have one
I
more
tried.
Question. Now, the cohabitation agreement, does that cover you. Let's see if you have investments. Now, I know that Tom Leichus really agrees with that. Like, let's say if the investment increases in value and property, does that cover you in that manner?
Well, that's exactly something that you'd have to have an experienced attorney write up for you. Generally speaking, when you have an agreement like this, whether it's a prenuptial or cohabitation agreement, you have a schedule of your property. And you talk about your house, you talk about your cars, you talk about your stocks, your bonds, whatever. And you say, these are my separate property assets, here are my investments, whatever, my Schwab account or whatever. And that these are permanently mine. And regardless of how long we're together or if we're married or whatever, they will remain separate property. That's how you're able to do these things. And you spell it out. Save you a fortune if you're careful.
Stan, is it really worth all this? Why don't you just let her live in her apartment and you live in your apartment?
Good thinking.
Okay. Well, it's something that, you know, I'm, you know, considering. I'm not sure if I want to get married or if I want to just, you know, cohabitate with someone.
Well, I'm telling you, when she's
cover myself and my property, you know?
When she's got her toothbrush in your counter and her tampons underneath the sink, you're a goner.
She's done that. There are pantyhose in the shower now.
Hanging in the shower. There you go. That's it. Kiss your ass goodbye.
Thank you very much, guys.
Well, Stan, thank you, and say hello to Sheep's Head Bay for us. Lundy's.
Unbelievable.
There you go. I knew it was there. 901-3000, Tom, a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. Divorce attorney Adam Sachs is here.
Brutal honesty is just a phone call away. Attorneys are standing by. 901-3000, Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Hey, P1s, our show and our company, The New Normal, are one big experiment. And whether we continue into the future depends on whether we can generate enough revenue to pay our guys and our various expenses. One painless way you can help to guarantee that we'll be here is to use the Amazon.com link at blowmeuptom.com or on our Facebook page. Now, we don't ask you to buy anything you don't want or need. By clicking on our Amazon link, you'll get the same low Amazon prices you always get. And Amazon will look exactly the same to you. But the new normal gets credit every time you visit Amazon through our link. By using the Amazon link at blowmeuptom.com, you can get computers, electronics, games, clothing, just about anything, even groceries, at ridiculously low prices. And the revenue we get from Amazon helps us to keep the number of commercials to a reasonable level. Do it while you're thinking about it. Go to blowmeuptom.com or the Tom Likas Show Facebook page and click on our Amazon links to do your Amazon shopping. And pass our link along to your friends. The Amazon.com link from blowmeuptom.com.
Great Big Radio. Required by law to call ourselves an oldie station. But we're a pantload more than that. Great Big Radio took the greatest hits of all time. Then, we weeded out all the crap. And again we say, then. We threw in all the stuff that radio just doesn't play anymore. Here comes another one. Then, we pull it all together with that world-renowned new normal attitude. So throw away that radio. Trash your TV. Kick your toaster to the curb. And listen to
Great Big Radio.
Oldies Gone Wrong from the new normal. 24-7 at greatbigradio.com.
Hey, you ever take a great picture and think to yourself, that'd make a great T-shirt? But you don't know the first thing about making it happen. Well, now you do. Just visit CustomPicturePrinting.com. Images, logos, original slogans. These guys can put it on a tee. But it doesn't stop there. Sweatshirts, drink coasters, you name it. They get it done. Our friends at CustomPicturePrinting.com make it easy to submit and customize any order, and they use quality materials and long-lasting ink on items available from small to 4XL. CustomPicturePrinting.com. No minimum order. You can order just one or 100. Hey, they're followers of the Tom Likas Show. Check them out today. CustomPicturePrinting.com. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, 901-3000 Tom is our telephone number. Divorce attorney Adam Sachs is here with us in studio. Here comes Jim in Silverdale, Washington. Jim, you're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Tom, Adam?
Hey, how are you?
Doing great.
I've been better.
What's wrong?
Well, you know, a few months ago, my wife decided that that we shouldn't be together anymore. It's been like 25 years.
Oh my God!
We got 25 years together.
What? Why now? What happened?
Well, you know, we started drifting apart. There was a third party that she was talking with. It was an employee of mine, and it just, I thought they were having an affair, and things got ugly, and I ended up firing him, and she got really pissed, and then she left.
Wow.
I'm surprised you didn't get sued by the employee.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well,
I'll tell you something, Jim, sometimes it's not even a physical affair. Sometimes it's like an emotional affair or something like that, you know?
Right.
So who even knows what happened between them? But I guess,
yeah,
you know, it makes sense you wanted to get him away. But, I mean, Tom's right. You could have got sued for some kind of employee discrimination,
yeah,
something or
other. I guess I could have, but he gave me other reasons to do it, too, you know?
Oh, okay.
I had legitimate reasons to get rid of him in addition to that. But anyway, so now, you know, she still actually is a part of my business, and we have children together.
Are you saying she works at your company?
She works at my company, and I want to keep things sane between us for the sake of the kids.
Well, how old is your youngest?
They're 10. They're 15, 13, and 10. They're great kids, and they're actually handling things reasonably well now. And I just don't know what to do in respect to finalizing things. The business grew with our marriage. It existed after we, or it came into existence after we got married. And so I just don't know exactly what's going to happen I think we can probably come up with a plan, but I don't know whether it's going to end up, whether a judge makes the final decision as to the distribution of the assets. I don't know anything about this.
Well, you know, you really don't want to have a judge make the decision, you see. There's a whole process, you know, of time, certainly, when you file a divorce, and then, you know, there's, you know, many months, if not years, until you have, like, a trial. And the one thing you don't want to have is a trial. You know, if it's at all possible, you know, your attorney and her attorney try to negotiate and try to work out some kind of arrangement so you can do what's called a stipulated judgment, where you agree on how things are going to be broken up. If you leave it to a court, I mean, a judge could do almost anything. And it's much better, generally, for people to make decisions and compromise between their attorneys and so forth, rather than have a decision imposed on them. Not that the judge is an evil person, but it's not you making the decision. It's an outsider, and he may see things in a very different way. Now, if you've been with this woman for 25 years, I mean, that's a lot of emotional baggage. You know, she's the only one you've known for a very long time. You obviously have a tremendous connection to her, and you have a family with her and so forth. I mean, aside from everything, you certainly need to get yourself a proper attorney and whatnot. You probably also need to see a counselor. You need to talk to someone about this. I'm sure it's been very disorientating for you. And, you know, women are very quick to say, oh, I'm depressed, I don't feel well, and see a therapist. But a lot of times men don't want to do that. And I think you should consider that this may have a big impact on you in your life, and it's disorientating. You didn't see it coming, you know. And it's like involving maybe an infidelity, which is very humiliating. And even some of the things you're saying now don't necessarily make sense. Like, for example, if she's working in your company, that's probably something that's going to have to stop. I mean, I don't know what she does, but, you know, you guys are probably not going to do well rubbing elbows against each other in an office, for example. I don't know what kind of company it is.
By the way, they both own that company unless they had a prenup,
that's
right?
That's for sure.
So somebody's going to have to give.
The asset is going to have to be divided in some way, but can you imagine she's working there, Tom?
Oh, I know. Unbelievable. Jim, good luck. Now, if people like Jim who have these kinds of problems want to reach you, how do they do that?
Jim had a doozy, Tom. That's a tough
one.
Yeah. I mean, 25 years. There's a thing that they talk about, which is the graying of divorce, which they talk about, like the gray hair, where people at much later ages are getting divorced now, and it's really unbelievable. They have adult children, all kinds of, you know, complications. But anyway, anyone who wants to talk to me, I'm always happy to talk to you, free consultations and so forth. You can reach me, Adam Sachs, at 800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320, toll-free.
And Adam's website is adamlawyer.com.
Don't just sit on your ass. Sit on your ass, pick up a phone, and call Tom. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it is time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary, he's Dino.
You better believe it, baby.
We're brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com, click on the Beer Magazine banner, get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands. Devoted to beer, it's Beer Magazine. Diddling Children's is not just for Catholics anymore. Cue the Jew. Oh. A Brooklyn Hasidic leader will spend the rest of his life in prison for repeatedly sexually abusing a 12-year-old girl.
Do you know I had a rabbi in Williamsburg, Brooklyn?
Don't tell me.
Don't say it, please.
I was sitting alone on the QB train, back when they had the QB train. People in New York remember.
I'm looking.
The old BMT had the QB train. And I got on the train in Williamsburg, where I was working in one of these boiler rooms, selling furniture or something. Got on the train, and only one other person in the car. And I'm thinking, Williamsburg was a seedy area then, and still kind of seedy now.
But you got the Jew by yourself.
You got the rabbi here. What's going to happen? So I sit down. And we're going over the Manhattan Bridge, okay, on the QB train. And as we go over the bridge and there is no means of escape from the subway car, the rabbi says, "Hey, you want me to blow you?"
Come on.
Dead serious.
Come on.
Dead serious.
And this is the QB, not QT train?
No, the QB. There was the QB, the QJ, and the QT. This was the QB.
And he's got the beanie on and the whole shamil.
That's right.
He's got the things that hang along the
curls, the beard.
Everything.
And a cane. He was in his 60s.
Maybe the curls would have tickled your penis.
Oh, maybe it would have.
Do you want me to blow?
But, you know, feeling that gray beard brushing against my privates.
Oh, come on, dude.
You couldn't even think about that.
God.
But he was ready to blow me on the QB train.
Oh, man, dude.
Jesus Christ.
It never happened.
Or lack thereof.
But you can imagine, that was the longest one-stop subway ride of my life. Well, when the trains in New York go over the major bridges, like the Manhattan Bridge, they kind of slow down. They go much more slowly than they do in the tunnel.
Right.
And so...
How painful was that?
Oh.
That's the longest train ride you ever had?
Oh, my God. That next stop... Like Canal Street or whatever, he couldn't get there fast enough.
Canal Street.
Yeah, Canal. Get to Canal right here.
Well, Nechemia Weberman got 103 years in prison for sexually abusing what started as a 12-year-old girl. The relationship lasted for 3 years, three painful years.
What, 16? He had to let her
Nechemia.
Go. Had to let her go at 16.
Jesus H. Christ. Brand new study shows that men who go bald by the age of 40 are more likely to get prostate cancer.
Oh, no.
You still got the hair,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, I know.
You're all right.
I'm doing everything possible.
You'll do fine. New survey shows that having sex with your ex seems to be a fairly typical part of the breakup process for young adults.
Right, ex-sex, they call it.
Sure, it's ages 17 to 24, apparently. You break up, it's a little hard getting back into the dating world and hard to get laid, so you go back to the ex.
Yeah, you
everybody
go with
knows
what you
this.
Know.
This study comes out of Toledo, Ohio.
So it's legit.
Right, of course. It's Toledo, for God's sake.
It is an American survey. It is correct study.
Yeah, brand new book coming out by researchers who solicited responses online from over 100,000 people. These are all couples regarding what's normal sexual behavior for couples. And 23,000 of them are U.S. residents. 40% say they have sex 3 to 4 times a week. These are couples. By the way, same-sex couples grouped in here. Those horny.
All right, so everybody's all in here.
Right.
Everything.
48% of men and 28% of women report having fallen in love at first sight.
All right.
More men than women.
Oh, boy. I get that, because they're not falling in love for the same reasons as
Goofy.
Sure. And this
that's
is
not even true. I'm saying that they just want to bang. That's where that is the problem. The guy looks at a hot chick.
What's love
automatic.
Exactly? Is a hard-on love?
It is for me.
And this, the professor's been saying this forever. 43% of men and 33% of women, and I bet their lines say they're keeping a major secret from their partner.
Right.
A major secret.
And the part that's not mentioned in this is something also the professor does say is the best friend of said parties.
Yeah,
they know that secret.
Of course.
So you all be in a room having a nice dinner party, and one person in the room doesn't know the secret about them that the spouse has.
Right.
Because women can't seem to keep their mouth shut.
Exactly. American college girls have sparked a new Twitter craze of posting cleavage shots while wearing their college sports team shirts.
Good for them.
Yes. I guess KU, Kansas, started this thing.
Rock chalk.
With
Jayhawk.
Sure. With hashtag boobment.
It's a new movement.
Some good knockers on that side.
You know what? I'll tell you what. I'm up for that.
No, why not?
Finally.
Right? Any excuse to see some cleavage.
Right, and show them when you got them, and they're nice. You know, boobment is a terrific craze. I hope continues, thanks to those young ladies there at KU.
Right. Apparently, Michael Phelps now seeing a chick named Jasmine Walsh. She's been described as a Hollywood starfucker by Holly Scoop. It's not my words, it's theirs. I guess she's banged around with pretty much everybody, including Ryan Seacrest, Zac Efron, and David Arquette.
Wow, the first two out of the three.
Throw Vinny from the Jersey Shore in there, too. He's in there as well.
Anything she does now is gone wrong.
Phelps likes the girls that are slutty. I don't blame him. You know,
that's
dudes,
true, too.
Dudes work very hard.
Would you like to say?
Let him just bang around.
Sex, drugs, and swimming. Mm.
So following Vinny from the Jersey Shore is okay with you?
Oh, am I going to put my dick in that after he has no?
Oh, thank
no,
God.
No, but if Phelps wants to do it, that's fine.
Because I was worried that you were just limiting those to me. Like, if I nailed a chick, you're no way are you following that ever in the history of historydom. Also, you can add to that list Vinny from the Jersey Shore.
There's a 13-year-old girl in Missouri who apparently has been bullied for having large breasts. Her mother, shocked by the school district's response, which is, have her get a breast reduction.
That's a mistake. These same guys that are bullying her are going to be beating off to
right.
her coming up. I'd
True
like
that.
To know who's being bullied for having big breasts. I'd like to talk to every one of these children.
I thought you wanted to talk to her.
I will.
She's 13. Put that in the tickler.
I'll talk to her.
There you have it. Like It's 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
Yay.
Be sure to check out our podcast at GaryandDino.com. Brand new show every Friday. It's GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Outer space. The cosmos. A vapid, infinite-reaching notion, completely devoid of all sound vibration, even new normal music. What now? I'm trying to do a goddamn new normal music promo. What?
What in the hell?
Oh my God, dude, I'm so glad you opened the door.
Art, stop. You forgot to bring your weed.
I'm bringing you weed? You didn't bring any.
All right, well, let's pack a bowl and we'll figure this out.
No, you're not understanding the problem. We can't pack a bowl if there's no weed.
Wait a minute here. Hold on. Now, if I can somehow, in the recesses of my mind, manifest myself to come in here and warn me about the fact that I forgot we did it, I wonder...
All right, true power of Tyrant, taking a break from the swell.
You know, Riptide, you always show up just the right time.
Bro, I brought that doobie.
All right, I'll finish this new normal music space promo up next week right now.
So cold. All right, righteous.
But you need that lizard, bro.